Certainly there is no God like Jehovah, a God that we serve. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brother Aaron's coming, bring us the word tonight. Let's open up our hearts, open up our Bibles, and let's receive what God has for us this evening. I appreciate the word of God, don't you? David said, it's a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light unto our path. It's God's word that's going to get us out of this world. I mean, he's ready to receive God's word. Amen. Brother Aaron.
Thank you, Pastor. So good to be in God's house tonight. Amen. Can't wait for that trumpet to sound. Amen. Any day now. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. It's good to be in God's house again on the Lord's Day. If you have your Bibles, turn with me tonight to book of 1 Samuel chapter 20. We'll begin tonight. Give you a second to get there. Actually, I told you, I fibbed to you. Chapter 17, let's try that instead. My printer didn't come out so good. Lift off, or maybe that was human error. I think that was more my fault. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Begin reading with verse 20 tonight. We're going to read down to 29. Thank you for standing in reverence of the word tonight. Verse 20 says, so David left the sheep with another shepherd and set out early the next morning with the gifts, as Jesse had directed him. He arrived at the camp just as the Israelite army was leaving for the battlefield with shouts and battle cries. Soon the Israelite and the Philistine forces stood facing each other, army against army. Verse 22, David left his things with the keeper of the supplies and hurried out to the ranks to greet his brothers. As he was talking with them, Goliath the Philistine, champion from Gath, came out from the Philistine ranks. Then David heard him shout his usual taunt to the army of Israel. As soon as the Israelite army saw him, they began to run away in fright. Verse 25 says, have you seen the giant? The men asked. He comes out each day to defy Israel. The king has offered a huge reward to anyone who kills him. He will give that man one of his daughters for a wife, and the man's entire family will be exempted from paying taxes. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? How many would like to be exempted from paying taxes? Verse 26, David asked a soldier standing nearby, what will a man get for killing this Philistine and ending his defiance of Israel? Who is this pagan Philistine anyway, that he is allowed to defy the armies of the living God? And these men gave David the same reply. They said, yes, that is a reward for killing him. But when David's oldest brother, Eliab, heard David talking to the man, he was angry. What are you doing around here anyway? He demanded, what about these few sheep you're supposed to be taking care of? I know about your pride and deceit. You just want to see the battle. In verse 29, David said, what have I done now? David replied, I was only asking a question. Let's pray. Father, we come before you tonight. Lord, it has been a privilege to be in your house, Lord. Father, we could be in many places tonight, but Lord, we are here tonight and your people have gathered, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you will use your anointing, God. We know it's the anointing of the Holy Ghost that breaks the yoke. Father, I pray that you will touch me, touch your people. Lord, I pray that you receive all the praise and all the glory tonight. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Have a thought or a message title tonight. It'd be, we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take it anymore. But this part of the story, we find here that Goliath had been boasting for 40 straight days. He'd come out into the Israel army, and he had been boasting for 40 straight days. Send out your champion. I'm the champion of the Philistine army. Send out whoever you got, and I will defeat him. For 40 days, the Bible says, in fact, in 1 Samuel 17:8, it says, Goliath stood and shouted and taunted across to the Israelites. Why are you all coming out to fight? He called, I am the Philistine champion, but you are all servants of Saul. Choose one man to come down and fight me. Every morning and every night for 40 days, he taunted the Israelite army. The Israelite army would get up, and he would be out there taunting them. Come on, bring your best every day. And Saul and his entire army was terrified of this beast of a man. I mean, come on. The Bible says that he was over 9 feet tall. How many of you would run out to meet this man? None of us, if we were honest tonight. Goliath was a beast of a man, 9 feet tall. In fact, it says that the tip of his spear was 15 pounds. If you realize that, he could take that spear and he could throw it. You know how heavy 15 pounds is? Most of us, that's pretty heavy. But it was nothing to Goliath. That was his spear. He stood over 9 feet tall. So it's easy to bash Saul's army and say, why didn't you go out and face him? But if we look at reality, this man was a giant. He was a beast. And he stood there every day taunting them, day after day, for 40 straight days. You see, church, let me back up just a minute. Every morning and every day for 40 days, He got out there, and this giant taunted the Israelite army. Saul and the entire army was terrified of him. No doubt Goliath was intimidating, and it's easy, again, to bash Saul. But church, tonight, you see, we have an enemy that is like Goliath, and it's called Satan, and he is our adversary, the Bible says. He is the accuser of the brethren. He stands across us every day, every moment, from the time that we wake up in the morning to the time we lay our head at night. He is taunting us, trying to get us, trying to tell us that we are no good and try to put fear into us. He boasts every day. He lies to us. He's an expert in creating fear. The enemy loves to come in like a flood. The Bible says in Isaiah 59:19, he loves to come in and to try to destroy us the best he can. Every day he taunts us. He loves to scare us. 1 Peter 5:8 says, stay alert. Watch out for your enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour, church. He loves to put fear in us. He loves to try to find somebody that he can pick off and devour them and cause them to be defeated. We have a giant every day taunting us. Every day in our minds, he loves to whisper lies and puts doubts into our minds, causing us to doubt the things that God has promised us. When we get up in the morning, he loves to speak those lies. You're not pretty enough. You're not good enough. You'll never amount to anything. You're too fat, you're too skinny, whatever it may be. He lies and he lies and he lies. Every day, just like Goliath, he's all smug and cocky. I can just picture in my mind, I love to picture these Bible characters, or these Bible, they're not really characters, they're true, right? But we call them that. But I love to let my imagination go, and a Goliath, I can just, you know, he's 9 feet tall. You guys seen the picture of Hulk, how big he is, and Goliath is just a beast, and he's just out there smug and cocky. Amen? That's the way the devil likes to do to us, too. Just smug and cocky. He stands across us, and he taunts us day in and day out. But guess what? We don't have to take it anymore tonight, church. We don't have to sit there and let the giant breathe down us and taunt us anymore. 40 days, Goliath taunted the army. But on day number 41, he chose the wrong day to boast. Amen? 40 days. But on day number 41, you see, on day number 41, there happened to be a young shepherd boy in the audience. When Goliath got up that morning, he wasn't thinking. He just thought he's going to go out and do his same old spiel, scare everybody. But on that day, there was somebody different in the audience. That day, there was David, who was a shepherd boy. He'd come to the army to obedience of his dad, who told him to go and feed his brothers. And he just happened to be in camp that day, and Goliath came out, and he gave his spiel, and it fell on the ears of David, and it didn't set very well. Amen. David heard what the giant said, and he said, you know what? Let's put it in Arkansas English. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to take it anymore. This army is running. Saul's running. But you know what? I'm not going to take this giant anymore. How dare this giant actually stand here and defy the armies of God? How dare he? In fact, David even calls him a name. I love it. He calls him a pagan Philistine. He's not afraid. Is David cocky? Full of himself? Nope. David's just full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. David's just full of the power of God. He knew where his power source came from. The Lord. You see, when David was out in the field, he had to face the lion and the bear. He had to face a few things, amen? As a shepherd, he had to take care of his sheep. And he knew that when the lion or bear came, it wasn't his strength, but it was the Lord's strength, amen? How many of you would like to face a bear in real life, right? They say when you are being chased by a bear, Brother Chris, that you just have to be faster than the other person, amen? Sorry, brother, I love you. I just had to throw that out there. But how many of us, if we were in real life, Lord forbid that a bear come attack us, right? We would freeze up. We wouldn't want to face that situation. And Brother Chris, he actually saw that, and thankfully the bear ran off, and he didn't have to face that like David did and try to defeat it. But most of us in real life, if we faced a bear or a lion, man, we'd be scared to death. We would need the power of the Lord come upon us. So David knew that when he faced those things, it was God, and it was God's strength. So when David saw this giant, he knew where his power came from, and he wasn't going to stand there. He said, I'm going to not take it anymore. Who are you, giant? Who is this Philistine giant that defies the armies of God? He knew he could stand up to this army because the Lord was his power. You see, church, when we realize the power and authority we have in the name of Jesus, When we realize what that power is, it's not our power. We don't have the power to do nothing. But when the power of the Holy Ghost comes through us and works through us, we can stand to the enemy and say, we're not going to take it anymore. You're not going to come in here. We're not going to wake up tomorrow morning. And you're not going to steal my joy. When I face my job, I may have to go to my job and it may not be a good day. But you know what, Satan? Back off and shut up, because I'm a child of the King. And I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to take your taunts anymore, because I have the power of the Lord in me. You see, church, when we realize that power and authority we have in the name of Jesus, when we speak that authority, when we tell Satan, in the name of Jesus, not in anybody else's name, but in the name of Jesus, Satan will flee. He has to flee, church. When we have that power and that authority, just mention that name, that wonderful name of Jesus, and immediately Satan takes notice. He perks up. You know why? Because he's defeated. He is defeated and he knows it. And he knows the power and the authority behind those words. The power of Jesus defeated Satan at the cross and rubbed it in his face when he rose from the grave. Amen. I don't like to brag. In fact, when I'm watching and playing sports, I don't like for other teams to brag. And it just makes me mad when you see another team brag. And even when my team, like the Razorbacks, when they score a touchdown and they begin to brag, I don't like that very much. But church, tonight we have a right to brag. Jesus, not only did he not defeat Satan, but he rose on the third day, and he defeated death once and for all. Amen. Immediately, the enemy takes notice. You have the authority in the name of Jesus to stand up to the devil and say, shut your mouth, devil. Back off. Get behind me, Satan, and leave my family alone. How many of you are tired tonight of Satan being attacking your family, attacking our church, attacking your loved ones? How many are tired of that? Attacking your marriage, whatever it may be. How many of us are tired of that? It's time we're not going to take it anymore. You see, Satan, you come at me with fear. Let me remind you of your future. I hope you like to swim, because it's not going to be very good when you're thrown into the lake of fire. Amen? He's going to go swimming. He's not going to survive that lake of fire. No longer do you have authority or power, Satan, because my Jesus defends me. He goes before me. Stand down, devil. Tonight, church, we just need to roar back at the devil. He likes to come like a roaring lion. We just need to stand to him, stand to the giant and say, not today, Satan, not today. David knew who his power source was, and he was plugged into it. How many of us tonight know what our power source is? You know, I was preparing this message, and I took my notes, and I took and put it on the laptop, and then I took it up to, I thought I had it hooked up to the printer, had the printer hooked up, and I went to push print, and nothing came out, no pages came out. So I was like, what is going on? Well, idiot me didn't plug the other piece into the laptop. So I had no power source going to it to be able to print. How many of us tonight, church, are we plugged into the power source of the Holy Ghost? You see, we have to be plugged in to the source. And David was plugged in. He knew what it was like to be out in the shepherd's field. He knew what it was to face the lion and the bear. David knew what his power came from. So he stood before the Goliath, the giant, and he looked at him, and immediately the giant mocked him and made fun of him. We could read that. He said, why are you sending out, am I a dog? Why are you sending out this boy? But David wasn't scared. He stood before the giant. Because David was packing a punch that Goliath didn't know was coming. Amen? The giant moved towards David. And what would we do in this point? This beast of a man, this giant, what would we do if we were faced, if he began to run towards us? Most of us would probably, even if we were had gathered enough strength to stand before him, most of us at this point would probably just be saying, dear Lord, let him trip and fall. Something happened. But you know what David did? The giant ran towards him. David just took back and he ran towards the giant, the Bible says. And he took his sling and he took the stone and he slung it. Sometimes, church, we just need to run at the enemy and chase him down for once. Sick and tired of him chasing us, we just need to chase him for a little bit. See, give him a taste of his own medicine. Goliath was hit in the head, and it hit him right in the head, and immediately he fell down. Goliath was smacked by the Holy Ghost. How do you feel now, Goliath? You're not bragging now, are you? So much for such a little boy. You see, again, it wasn't David, but it was who David, the power that David had through God. David grabbed Goliath's sword, and he cut off his head, and we know that that day was a great upset victory. That was the greatest upset of all time, amen? All the football teams, baseball, whatever it is, there's never been an upset like that. Church, We don't have to take it anymore. When Satan rears his ugly head, we can be just like David and say, enough is enough. Enough's enough. Stop messing with my family. Stop messing with my children. Stop messing with my loved ones. Stop messing with my church. Enough's enough. How dare you speak those lies? And church, that is what they are. When the devil opens his mouth, he lies. He's a liar, and that's all he is. That's all he's known, and that's all he will be. Jesus called him out on that. In John 8:44 in the New Living Translation, it says, "For you are children of your father, the devil, and you love to do evil things that he does." He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it's consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. That is what Satan is tonight. Let's call it what it is tonight. He is a liar, church. When he speaks, he lies. When he whispers to you tomorrow, whatever day, when you get out of the service tonight and he begins to whisper, lies, they are lies. When he begins to have you afraid of what the future may bring or whatever it is, it's a lie tonight, church. You see, the devil loves to speak lies. He loves to whisper them every day. He loves to plant seeds of doubt and discouragement and fear and depression and anxiety, depression. I said that up, but again, worry. All day long, he sets it like the giant and taunts us every day. Am I the only one? No matter what the service is, on Monday morning, he begins to get up and begins to taunt. Your child will never be healed. You'll never make that bill. You'll never get this, and you'll never do that. And he sits there and taunts. But church, it's time we said enough's enough. We're not going to take it anymore. All day long, he taunts us. Shepherds back in the Bible times would anoint the heads of their sheep with oil. Why? I'm glad you asked, because I'm going to tell you. They would anoint their sheep with oil because flies would get in, and they would lay their eggs inside the sheep's ears. And we know what happens with eggs, right? They hatch eventually, and they would become maggots, and they begin to crawl inside the sheep's ears, and they would drive these sheep crazy. And sometimes the sheep would even harm themselves or even kill themselves just because they couldn't take what was inside of them. In fact, it would kill some of them. But the shepherds would anoint the sheep's head and their ears with oil, and this would prevent the flies from coming in. Church, we need to anoint our heads and minds with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. David said in Psalms 23:5, he says, "You prepare a feast before me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil." David just didn't throw out something. He knew what it was to anoint the sheep's heads and their ears. He knew what it was for God to anoint him. Church, we need the anointing of the Holy Ghost in our minds. Because the enemies, he's going to come and he's going to, like those flies, he's going to try to land inside of our mind. And he's going to begin to plant doubt and fear and depression, whatever it is. When we need that anointing of the Holy Ghost over us, like it was, the Bible says in somewhere in Psalms, I can't remember the scripture, but it says it was poured out on Aaron and it ran down Aaron's beard. That's what we need of the Holy Ghost, just to saturate us, if I can talk right tonight. We need the Holy Ghost in our mind. David was a shepherd and he knew what it was like. He also knew what it meant to have the Lord anoint his head. Church, the enemy loves to play in our heads. He loves to play mind games. And just like Goliath, again, he taunts us. But we have the power to rebuke him tonight. Amen? How do we anoint our minds? Real quick. By reading the Word. By praying, church. By getting plugged in tonight to the power source. We can come to church, and that's awesome. And that we should be here every time the doors are open. But this is the place of worship. We can't just plug in here and unplug and go through our work week. It doesn't work like that, church. We have to pick up the sword. We have to pick up the Word. And we have to get involved in it. And we have to let it to renew our minds, as the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And we have to pray. We have to seek time with God. That's what the anointing, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And allow the power of God to move in our lives. That's how we anoint our minds. Church, now here in 2019, more than ever, we need to stand up and we need to yell. We're not going to take it anymore to the devil. No longer are you going to taunt me anymore, Satan. When the doctor report comes back bad, you're not going to sit there and taunt me because I know the healer. And if he doesn't heal me, I'm going to heaven. And I'm going to be with him and I'm going to be healed eternally. Amen? No longer are you going to talk to me and taunt me about my past. You know what? My past is my past. God has forgiven me. I took it to the cross. And you keep bringing it up, Satan. I don't know why you do. Because it's over. The blood covers it. But he loves to bring up that and taunt us with it, doesn't he? No longer you cause me to worry. You know what? I may not be able to pay my bills, but God is my provider. He's Jehovah Jireh. Remember when Abraham went up to sacrifice Isaac? He didn't know what was going to happen. He was just obedient. But God provided a ram, and he is that ram in the thicket. Amen? We may not know what how to pay our bills or what tomorrow may bring, but we don't have to worry because we know the Prince of Peace. Amen? No longer do we have to worry. No longer are you going to wreak havoc on my family. I'm going to draw a line in the sand, Satan, and you're not going to touch them anymore. Enough's enough. I'm covering them with the blood. They're covered under the blood. And God's promises are yea and amen. And he promised me that they will be taken care of. I raised them up in church. The Bible says in Proverbs. And they're going to continue. Amen. They'll come back. They know what they've been taught. Those promises, I stand upon them. You can try, but you're not going to wreak havoc on my family. No longer are you going to wreak havoc on my church. This is my church. This is our church. And I stand here and say, Satan, you can no longer try to do what you're going to do. You're going to try it, but you're going to fail. Because we're believers, and we come together. We're family, amen? You know, families sometimes fight. I see my kids fight sometimes, all the time. Amen? Let's be honest tonight. Sometimes I'm like, Kali, am I the only dad? And Christina, are we the only ones that have kids that fight constantly? But you know what? Those guys, our five, fight a lot, but you try, somebody else say something about their brothers and sisters, and they're going to come to their defense. We may squabble sometimes, church, but we're together. We're a family. We've got to back each other up. Amen. We have to come together. By the power and authority of Jesus Christ, like David said, as you stand with me tonight, David said to, this is what Goliath said when Goliath came out. He said, let me just read it to you. That'd be better. Let me find it here. Verse 41, Goliath said, walked out toward David with his shield bearer and ahead of him. Verse 42, sneering in contempt in that what the enemy loves to do. Just sneer at us and taunt us. At this ruddy-faced boy. Verse 43, he said, am I a dog? He roared at David, that you come at me with a stick. And he cursed David by the names of his gods. Come over here and I'll give your flesh to the birds and wild animals, Goliath yelled. But look what David said to him. David said, you come to me with a sword, with a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head. Amen, church. The enemy can boast. The enemy can come at you. He can bring a storm, whatever it may be. But you can stand square in his eyes and say, you can come at me with whatever it is, but I come back at you in the power of the Holy Ghost and in the power of God, no matter what it is. We're not going to take it anymore, church. I'm sick and tired of the enemy trying to move and wreck. Amen. Will you bow your heads with me? Father, thank you tonight, Lord, that there is power, Lord, beyond any measure that this world knows in you, Jesus. Lord, that there is power to rebuke the enemy, Lord, to stand upon the authority. It's not our power, but it's your power, the name of Jesus. Lord, mountains flee, enemies run, Satan trembles, Lord. Lord, help us tonight to realize that our power and that authority. Lord, I thank you tonight. I praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed, just real quickly. I wonder if you're here tonight, maybe the enemy has spoken lies to you and told you and placed fear and doubt, depression, whatever it may be. If that's you tonight, maybe the enemy has just taunted you and beat you to a pulp. Tonight's the night to declare to him and say, not no more, not tonight. We're not going to take it. If that's you, would you just come down and come to these altars and let's pray. We'll pray over you. Amen. Anybody else tonight? The enemy loves to taunt. Best way to fight him is to come down and pray. Thank you, Jesus. My heart goes away.
The burden of my heart. Oh.
God good? Praise the Lord. We was going to let you out at 7:30, but it's 7:15. I told you we'd let you out early, so we're just going to dismiss you. 7:15. What are y'all looking at me like that for? Love you. Appreciate you. Pray one for another. Lift up the name of Jesus wherever.